The first lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, says in spite of the improvement in the general health status of Ghanaians in recent years, there are persistent policy-related problems that need solutions. These include the increasing prevalence of non-communicable diseases, limited access to health facilities in deprived areas, and high infant and maternal mortality and morbidity from HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. Mrs. Nadu Mills described as unacceptable the high rate of maternal deaths in Ghana today after strenuous efforts to arrest the situation. The First Lady was addressing the first matriculation and inaugural ceremony of the St. Michael's Midwifery Training Schools at Pramso in the Bosumtwi district of Ashanti, from where correspondent Nicholas Osewusu has filed this report.
The St. Michael's Midwifery Training School formally admitted its pioneer students of 38 in November 2010. It currently has 87 students pursuing a two-year post-basic certificate program in midwifery. In the admission criteria, preference is given to community health nurses and health assistants who have practiced for at least 3 years in remote communities. The First Lady, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, said her campaign against maternal mortality is to ensure a collaborative effort by all stakeholders towards attainment of the Millennium Development Goal 5, which seeks to reduce significantly the current rate of maternal deaths in the country by the 2015 deadline. According to her, government's reintroduction of the certificate program in midwifery training is part of the policy framework in the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda to provide comprehensive emergency obstetric care, including blood transfusion and ambulances at the district level. Mrs. Nadu Mills noted that other policy measures to address the problem include continued training and upgrading of skills.
Nicholas Osewusu filed that report.